Proverbs 31 in the Word of God. So many verses here in this last proverb in the Word of God that we can talk about today. And as to not read all of them, let's pick up towards the end and see what God has to say. First of all, let me give you this verse in verse number 10. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Let's read that verse together. Ready? Begin. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far. And then at verse number 31. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Our Father, we pray that you add thy blessing to the reading of your word. Cleanse me of sin, empty me of self, and fill me with your spirit. Help me to be a blessing. Hide me behind the cross of Christ. Do a work like only you can. We love you. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you for standing. Mother's Day is the busiest day of the year for restaurants. I don't know if it's going to be like that today, considering our circumstances. But statistically speaking, restaurants prepare for their most business out of any day in the year on Mother's Day. I remember several years back when we decided to cancel our evening service on Mother's Day. And I remember my dad laughing when I decided to do it. He said, "Your mother must have told you to do it." Well, her and about every other woman, amen. Of course, the men aren't complaining either. But I wonder why we do all that we do for a day like this. Why do we set aside time and money and effort? Why is it that people will drive a distance, or sons and daughters will come up just to be with their moms for one day? Why is it that we'll pass out gifts? Why is it that it took us a whole lot longer to cancel evening service for Father's Day than we did for Mother's Day? Well, there's a simple answer. Mothers are more important. Nobody knows whether to say amen or oh me. I look at what's happening in our world today. So many movements. So many people that are doing what they can to make their mark on history, to get noticed, to be seen, to be televised, not necessarily to be appreciated, but to be recognized. You see, some people are recognized because they make themselves recognizable. Others are appreciated because they do what they're supposed to do. And I think about mothers, and I think about wives, and we think about our society today. I think about all of the young ladies that are sitting here today, some that are children, others that are teenagers. I think about the single adults who are looking for a spouse, or those young married ladies today. And I think about how difficult it is for fathers and husbands to raise their daughters in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. I don't know about you as a dad. I don't like the prospect of my daughters out in this world with what I see out there. Do you? I get troubled when you have to make decisions on what they can do and where they can go and what they can wear and who their friends need to be. And for anyone who's not a dad, you can make those decisions real trivial. But if you're a father, they're a big deal. Somebody say amen. And I think about the world. I think about how many examples are for our young ladies in the world that are horrible examples. Some of them make a lot of money. Some of them have a lot of talent. Many of them have a name for themselves, but they're not exactly ladies or women that you would hold up in front of your daughters and say, I want you to be like that. I want you to imitate that. I want you to emulate that. I want you to copy that. This is what I want you to be. I want you to know, my friend, that we cannot turn to Hollywood. We cannot turn to the sports people. We cannot turn to those that have all the money to set the examples for our daughters, because those examples sadly are not there often. But I am glad that there is still something today called a virtuous woman. Now listen, as King Lemuel, we don't know who King Lemuel was. We know his name means dedicated to God or belonging to God. He was a king. We don't know much about him, but we do know that God allowed him to preserve the words for us in Proverbs 31. And there are words that King Lemuel is giving to us that his wise mother gave to him. Now, is it not ironic that a king with all his clout and his power and his dignity and all of the things that he had at his disposal would put into writing, and that God would preserve into the word the words that he received from his mother? I would say to you, there's nothing like words that a son receives from his mother. I want you to listen to several words that King Lemuel will say in verse number 10. Who can find a virtuous woman? You know what this says to me? It was hard to find them back then. Let me say that again. It was hard to find them back then. Now if we think that this problem of virtue was something that just all of a sudden began to go extinct, look at Proverbs 31. It was hard to find virtuous women back then. And by the way, it's never going to be a common thing, because we live in a world that's guided by the devil and a flesh that never wants to do right. But I'm glad that even though they're hard to find, that I'm blessed here at Crossroads Baptist Church to pastor a church full of virtuous women. Somebody say amen. And I want to say to our young ladies today, if you're looking for someone to model your life after, if you're looking for someone to look up to, don't turn your television on. Don't surf the web. You come to church and look around this building and find some ladies that are godly wives and godly mothers that love their husbands, that raise their kids right. You find some of these single moms who don't have it easy, and some of these grandmas that are raising their children that don't have it easy, but they've made up their mind. They're going to fight the battle. They're going to stand up and do right. Everything may not go right for them. They may not have been served a good hand. And by the way, you can spend the rest of your life getting up every day complaining about not getting served a good hand. The truth of the matter is, we've all got something we would change if we could. But at the end of the day, even if we can't change it, God's grace is sufficient. And in these last days, if we need something, we need some virtuous women. We need some godly women. We need some women that will stand up for what's right. And I want to tell you in verse number 30, what we should do with these kind of women. She shall be praised. She shall be praised. I want all the men and the fellas to say that today. She shall be praised. Let's say it again. She shall be praised. Oh, Pastor, I know. I cooked a special meal. I went out and did something. I bought something really nice. I put out some nice decorations. Oh, I made sure she could go out yesterday and have a free day. Some of these moms say, you don't have to give me nothing. Just give me time from y'all. All right? And I know what you're thinking, but could I tell you that when Proverbs 31 was written, there was no such thing as Mother's Day. He wasn't talking about a holiday. He wasn't talking about praise her on a certain day, praise her on a birthday, send her out every once in a while. He was saying praise her all the time. Come on now. He was saying praise her because she should be praised. She should be honored. Look at verse 30. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain. But watch this now. This woman, this virtuous woman, she shall be praised. And I want to remind us, as Antoine said a few moments ago, we can take things for granted. You know, if we're not careful, we'll go out in the world and we'll praise this person and praise this thing and we'll reward this thing. We buy something new. Somebody gives us something great. We go to a new restaurant. We post it. You put it on Yelp. You put a fancy review out. You want everybody to know that something is great. When's the last time you posted a review about the great mom you have, about the great wife you have? When's the last time you testified and said, there's nothing greater I have in my life than a virtuous woman, a godly mom, a godly wife that will show my daughter how to be a godly woman? Listen to me today. Here's the thought I want to give you. She shall be praised. Now, very quickly, I want to give you four things that I see in this passage, and there's so much I wrote down, and I'm not going to be able to say as much as I want to, but let me give you four reasons why she shall be praised. If you're taking notes this morning, number one, for her masterful industry. Her masterful industry. Verse number 11, the heart of her husband does safely trust in her. She hath no need of spoil. You know what's unique about a virtuous woman? Her husband doesn't have to worry about it. Come on, husband, say amen. He don't have to worry about it. He don't have to worry about where she's going. He don't have to worry about what she's doing. He don't have to worry about how she's acting. She's got a worthy example. She's got a work ethic. Look at verse number 12. She'll do him good, not evil, all the days of his life. Look at verse 13. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. You know, a virtuous woman is a hardworking woman. Amen. Amen. Let's be honest around here. The women at Crossroads Baptist Church are the hardest working beings in the church. And they work hard. They have work ethic. They have willing efforts. Look at verse number 14. She's like the merchant ships. She brings her food from afar. You know the ships that come sailing in, they went out to port and they brought their food back. That's what he says is a virtuous woman. It's like you just look and you say, how does she put all that together? How does she get all of that? How does she do all that? You come to a men's conference, you know what you're going to find? Preaching and food. You come to a ladies' conference and you're going to find all kinds of gifts and all kinds of gimmicks and a spa and nails. They get their feet done, their hair done, and everything else. And the men say, we don't got time for all that. Feed us and preach to us. My wife said several years ago, oh, you men, you guys have to go out and do something special together. What you should do is go out and rent a cabin and go out into the woods and rough it up and do it for 3 or 4 days. I know the men would like to do that. I said, honey, not these men these days. They say, ain't no ESPN in the woods. No microwave in the woods. She said, oh, I'm telling you, you just bougie. You don't want to do it because you are. And she said, I'm going to go ask some of my friends. She went and asked some of them women. They said, girl, my husband said, he ain't going out there in the woods. I said, the only two crazy men want to go out there, Tim Arcelet and Lou Williams. They're not the standard for our church. No way. No way. Lou's crazy. Tim got a farm. Don't let them speak for us. Let them go camping on behalf of the church. Amen. Let me camp out at a Hampton Inn. Amen. Air conditioned. Now, maybe some of you like that, but you just think about the industry of women and the thought process they think to put in to go do all of these things and wonderful figuring things out. I think about my wife put together the things that she puts together, like the magazine. And I come home sometime, I look in the room, in the school room, and she's got all of these things up on the wall and these magazines and these things. And I'm thinking, how in the world does she put all this together? They've got a masterful industry of about them. I want you to think about this. She shall be praised because she's got a maternal instinct. Maternal instinct. Look at verse number 15. She riseth also while it is night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. Sacrificial provision. Isn't it amazing how a woman can make something stretch? Huh? You know, we look in there and go, ain't nothing to eat in this house. And 2 hours later, she got a feast on the table. Ain't no telling what it is, but it's a feast. It's a feast. You say, it's all ran out, it's all out. No, 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 it ain't out. Let me get a little bit of water and a little bit of flour. And you know, we're looking for gravy, we run up to KFC. She takes some water and some flour and some milk and mix it up and voila. I mean, she give it to her maidens and she takes care of her household. She had sacrificial provision. Verse number 16, she's got smart purchases. She considereth the field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hand, she planteth the vineyard. I mean, these women just know how to pick things out. I can't tell you how many times times my wife said, honey, I want to get this. And honey, what you going to do with this? This looked like some junk. Well, after she got finished with a spray paint bottle and whatever, I can't think of the word, but it looked good, all right? I mean, I'd rather buy it looking good. They just have a way of figuring things out. She's got smart purchases. She's got sensible planning. She planteth a vineyard. She thinks about the future. Women know how to save. Let me tell you something, sir. I'm trying to tell you something today. She got some hideaway money. honey, can I get this? I'm broke. She ain't broke. Broke means I don't have any money I want to touch. Listen, I don't care what your wife tells you. Ain't there a woman in this building broke. Somewhere under some mattress, under some shoe, and some other places I ain't going to say in the pulpit. But I'm telling you, they got some money. And every once in a while, they forget that it's supposed to be hidden. Honey, give me a couple dollars for the kids. She reaching, she going down like this and flipping in. It's a couple ones. I said, what are some big bills back there? You still got that birthday money? I thought you were broke. Well, they always got. Listen to me. They done planted a flower somewhere that you don't know about. Sensible planning, significant perception. Look at verse number 18. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. Showcase power. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. Listen, she may be a quiet woman. She may be a woman that doesn't have a lot when you say according to strength, but she's got inner strength, and you're going to find out when the times get tough that she's a whole lot stronger than you gave her credit for. Say amen to that. Amen. Y'all wonder why he went up there. See, you can't see if it was a room full of women, they would all say amen. Men can't do two things at one time. They saw Deontay and couldn't say amen. See, that's what we need these women. Women can look at the man with the chair and say amen at the same time. That's why you get married. Amen. That's why we're not moms. Amen, men. Because if we had to cook and work on homework and change diapers and do work at the same time, we would leave this world. Come on now. Showcase power. Thank you. Maternal instincts. Number three, meticulous involvement. Look at verse number 20. I want you to go back and look at this later when you get some time. She stretched out her hand to the poor. Women got more compassion than men do. Heartfelt compassion. She has a burden for people that are in need. Heroic care. Look at verse number 22. Verse 21. She's not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She's not worried when the cold comes because she's already made sure that her children are warm. Have you ever panicked, sir, over something? Oh, no. Oh, no. What's going to happen with the kids? And you just running in the frenzy. And she said, I already took care of it. Humble class about her. She maketh coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. She know how to look real nice and doesn't have to spend a lot to do it. She's talented. Her honored companion. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. He goes down among all the men. And the men are talking about how good of a man he is because they've heard about it from their wives because she's been bragging on him. You know what you'll find out about a virtuous woman? Listen to me now. A virtuous woman will never be around running down a husband. Y'all get quiet. And I know what you're thinking, but Pastor, if you knew my husband, listen to me. Every husband got something worth running down. She's not virtuous because she's got a husband with no flaws. She's virtuous because she loves her husband enough not to tell everybody about him. You're not spiritual when you get around with your girlfriends and run down your husband. Come on. Her honored companion, her helpful commerce. Verse 24, she maketh fine linen, selleth it, delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Wow. She knows how to produce when she has to. Commerce. She sells. She'll do what she has to do to make sure the family can make it. A masterful industry. Maternal instinct. meticulous involvement. And then lastly, and I'm finished, she shall be praised because she has model integrity. Practical wisdom, verse 26. Her mouth opens with wisdom. They just kind of know. Let me say that again. They just kind of know. Your wife ever said to you, watch her. Don't get quiet, fellas. Watch her. Be careful. Oh, honey. Watch her. Be careful. Hey, listen, you better learn to listen. She got some wisdom. She got some wisdom. Practical wisdom. How about her pleasant words? Her tongue is the law of kindness. She just knows how to say things in a kind way. How about persistent work? She looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. I mean, she's not lazy. Her praiseworthy ways. Her children arise up and call her blessed. Let me say to all the kids in the building, you better learn how to bless your mother. I said, you better learn how to bless your mother. You better learn how not to disrespect your mother. You better learn how not to talk back to your mother. You fellas, you learn how to treat your mom, you learn how to treat a wife. Say amen. I can't tell you how many sorry boys I've seen disrespect their mom. She's the same one at court testifying for them. Going in that hideaway money to bail his sorry behind out of jail. You know what daddy said? Leave him in there. Leave him in there. Let him stay a little while. He'll learn how to act right. Mom said, oh, no, I can't have my baby in prison. Baby, same baby that disrespect her. You know what the Bible says? Her children shall call her blessed. I preached too many funerals of sons who were disrespectful to their moms. They were the loudest ones crying. And her proper walk. A woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. If I felt like it, I could spend 45 minutes on this passage. But are you getting what I'm getting? We don't praise them because it's Mother's Day. We praise them because they're virtuous. And I didn't even talk about clean laundry in the drawer. Food on table. Come on. All the stuff with the kids. I didn't talk about all the stuff that they do that we just take for granted because we're just so used to getting it done. How many think we need to do a better job of praising them? You know, thank you goes a long way. I thank the Lord today that I had the privilege of being raised by a virtuous woman. I could say a lot about my mom. She beat the devil out of me. I said, why'd your mama beat you? She said, if I didn't have so much devil in me, she wouldn't have to beat so much out of me. I remember when daddy was spanking me one time, and you know, men just kind of line it up and hit you in one spot. Women just all over the place. And mom used to beat me. She whooped me and rapped to me. And you know them women, black women, they stay on beat while they're tearing you up. I don't feel like doing it today, but you know what it is. Every time I go preach at a church, I'd be preaching at a church, it'd be 500 white kids in there. I talk about black women, it'd be three black kids, they'd be putting their hair down like, how you know my mom like that? I said, you met one, you'd have met all of them. And every once in a while, some white kids come up to me and say, I think my mom has some black in her. There's enough to go around. My mom can train you if you want to. So daddy was whooping me just as disciplined as he is, as straightforward. Mom came in the room and said, what are you doing? You ain't getting him hard enough. Give me that belt. She took the belt from him and said, now you hold him. Now let me tell you how to beat him. It worked. Listen, I know the world's got a lot to say about raising kids. I'm just telling you, it worked. And it didn't, listen, I'm not talking about abuse. I'm talking about discipline. I thank the Lord. I'll tell you one story about my mom, virtuous woman. In 2006, she had her third reoccurrence, her second reoccurrence of cancer, which was her third bout with cancer. And in that year, she had 7 surgeries in a year. And culminating a major reconstruction that she had up in Illinois. And I remember calling Mom the Sunday morning after her major surgery. I don't know, Dad, what, 8 or 9 hours? How long is that surgery? 11 hours. So I called her that Sunday morning. I said, Mom, how are you doing today? She said, I'm not doing good, which is not common for her to say. Some people, you could ask them on the best day in the world, they tell you, I ain't doing good. But she said, I'm not doing good. I said, Mom, you need to take your pain medicine. She doesn't like to take pain medicine. She tells the doctor, don't prescribe me anything, Percocet or anything like that, because it has me acting crazy. Dad said, I do fine with it. She said, yeah, you're more used to it. But anyway, I said, take your pain medicine. You'll feel better. She says, not the pain. I said, what's wrong? She said, I feel horrible because for the first time since you were born, I'm missing a Sunday in church. She had had cancer 3 times, nearly 400 hours of chemotherapy, lost her hair twice, radiation, and 7 surgeries. And yet, this was the first time on a Sunday she was missing church. I'm not saying that some women don't have a perfectly logical reason for missing church. I'm just telling you this. It takes a virtuous woman to persevere through all of that and be faithful to church. And I'm blessed that I was raised by her. She taught me to tell the truth. She taught me to stick by my principles regardless of who agrees with you. And I'm going to tell you something right now. You don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. And the world will tell you, don't do it. Don't stick with it. Don't abide. Listen, you believe something from this book. You believe something you got from God. All the demons of hell and the ones running around on earth should never change you on what you believe about this book. My mom taught me that. I was raised by a virtuous woman. And I'm thankful that I married a virtuous woman. A couple months ago, I stumbled on a Bible. I meant to bring it this morning, but my memory fails me sometimes. Small little Bible. It's my wife's Bible from when she was 13. 10 years old. I wish you could see it. I'm going to bring it here one time. You know what's written in there? You know what this 10-year-old was doing? Writing verses on how to resist temptation, on how to tell the truth, on what to look. See, I want to get married by the time I'm 20 years old. Look up here. Look up in here. I'm the answer to that prayer. Verses on purity. 10 years old. Verses on obeying your parents. Modesty, godliness. See, 25-year-old ladies are trying to figure out how to be godly. And we're too late sometimes. We don't need to teach 25-year-old ladies how to be godly if we can teach 10-year-old girls how to be virtuous. And I had a meeting with my kids. I said, this is why we teach you what we teach you now. And so we bought them notebooks and said, so when we have church, you're going to take notes? Not because we want to put them through something. Said, your mama took notes when she was 10. It worked out pretty good for her. You know, you retain more if you write it down. And we started as a family memorizing a Bible verse a week. And we go over it and we recite it on Sundays. And then I send a group text out on Monday. And everybody has to learn it by Sunday. We recite it together. And we're learning a verse a week. And let me tell you, do you think the Bible changed his life? It worked for Mama. She was prepared. And I thank the Lord for God giving her to me, particularly this last year. When I couldn't even bathe myself. There she was. Feeding me. Walking up and down the stairs. All day long when I couldn't get up and down, bringing food to me, taking care of me. Listen, look here, fellas. You go run out there and just go look for you some little titty bopper. I don't want me one of them spiritual girls. She's going to keep me on my P's and Q's. Yeah. And she's going to bathe you when you can't do it. And bring food up there. You go out in the world and find you just glamour. Favor is deceitful. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall. You better get you somebody loves God. And look here, ladies. Young ladies. You better be someone that fears God. There's a lot that's telling you, be your own person, do your own thing. I don't need no man telling me what to do and opening the door. Let me tell you something. You'll learn how to enjoy it. Amen. You'll learn how to appreciate a godly man. And a godly man will definitely appreciate a virtuous woman. I just want to challenge you today. On this Mother's Day, God gave this to me this week and reminded me, convicted me, challenged me. She shall be praised. We need to do a better job. I try to tell the ladies here at Crossroads Baptist Church how much I appreciate you. I hope you feel appreciated, not just today, but all the time. But how about all of us? Men, boys, children, commit. She, if by nobody but me, she shall be praised. Father, thank you. We bless your holy name. Thank you for these ladies. For what they mean to us at Crossroads, what they mean to you. I pray these ladies will never get tired of being virtuous, will never feel pressured by the world to compromise virtue, will always be committed and determined to be the remnant. It's never going to be popular and common to be a virtuous woman. That's why Proverbs 31 said, who can find her? Help Crossroads to always be a place where virtuous women can be found and shall be praised. Heads bowed and eyes closed, no one looking around.